Bro, you don't even get how happy I am to be talking to you, Mike, because I've not talked to you, Mike, in 4 whole months since April. Wait, April, May, June, July. Wait. Okay, almost 4 months. Like, I haven't talked to you, Mike, in a long ass time. Let me tell you this. My first episode was supposed to be a Q&A. And obviously, it makes sense. I'll catch up with you guys and do a Q&A. Makes sense. But then I was bored of it, so like, I'm doing this episode instead, but I'm still going to catch up. So if you want to just listen to the episode itself, I think you should skip maybe like 2 or 3 minutes. But if you want to hear the catch up, let me tell you how life has been. Life has been all right, honestly. I think life has been very chaotic in the sense that I've been doing a lot. And luckily for me, I don't know how this happened. We praise God. Last season ended a week before my exams. Like, that was not planned. Everyone thought it was planned. It wasn't planned in any way. But then that was, I mean, it's not like it's really like hard to still upload during my exams because I'm not recording anything. But then I don't like turning on my laptop. I think that's the hard part. Not editing, not recording. I hate having to open my laptop and turn it on. Like, that process annoys me. But coincidentally, the season ended a week before my exams and I was sick for the first few days of my exams and 2 days after my exams started. Luckily for me, I started reading on time, so like that didn't really affect me. The fact that I wasn't able to read well a few days before my exam, that was fine. But what else? I also relapsed during my exams, which was insane, but like I did my best in my exams. Like, I actually really don't have anything that I would really complain about, but I did my best. So like, whether or not, you know, my result complies with that, it's cool. Like, it's actually really cool. I think I've been very much chill about it because I have no regrets. I try to avoid regrets. I try to avoid, oh, I should have done this earlier, or I should have, nah, I try to avoid that. I don't have any regrets, so I believe I did well. What else would I say? I think that's pretty much all. Did I tell you guys I went to emo? But that was a long, not really that long ago, but it was like the ending of April. I went to emo state. If you don't know, my mom is from emo. So I went to emo with my aunties and my siblings to see my grandpa. And that was so much fun, honestly. Like, being away from Lagos was actually the saving grace for me, because whenever I'm in Lagos, it's not even like, ooh, celeb vibes, but like, whenever I'm in Lagos, I always have to wear a face mask because everybody is just everywhere and it's just annoying. But then being in emo, who the fuck sent me? Who the fuck knows me? So I didn't have to wear a face mask and I was just walking about freely. It was a village. Like, when I'm from Delta, so like, whenever I go to Delta, it's not a village. You get to like, emo was a village, and I actually enjoyed it. Like, obviously, I didn't stay there for a long time. I stayed there for like 3 days, and it was nice. I didn't really complain about anything, even if it was a very, very, very village life. But then it was so much fun. I ate really well, and my brain didn't act up. Praise the Lord. But like, it was really calm, really. I'll talk more about that any day I decide to dissect and examine Lagos as a place, and just how the vibes are just different, because like, when you are in the village, some people are very, or most people are very comfortable with their lifestyle. Like, it's not the flashiest lifestyle, but they don't care. They're very comfortable. And I think that you having that mindset of just, oh, I'm okay with where I am, in a good way, not like, oh, I'm limiting myself. But like, they're just okay with where they are and they don't see any reason to complain, I guess. So yeah, that was nice to see, I guess. I don't know, I keep saying I guess, but that's really the catch-up. Nothing has happened, really. I've been so busy with exams, as I said before. Like, right when the season ended, I had my exams, and I finished my exams yesterday. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say. But let me tell you what we are talking about today. The first episode of season 2 is the question, is YouTube for everyone? I always see, you know how boys, they do SoundCloud, girls, they do YouTube. That's just like the norm. It's not like, oh, only boys do SoundCloud or only girls do YouTube. But the norm has been that boys do SoundCloud rapping. And I've noticed that boys get pressed that, you know, girls are always like, stop doing music, focus on school, this kind of things. Because sometimes the music isn't that great. But then they get pissed that they are told not to, you know, have SoundCloud or like to rap on SoundCloud. And then girls aren't like told to not do YouTube. So like they feel like there's a double standard kind of. And I think this kind of goes without saying, and it's pretty obvious that YouTube is not for everyone. I think everybody will start a YouTube channel. Everybody has the freedom to. But when I say it's not for everyone, it's not like everybody can't start a YouTube channel. I think what I'm saying is that YouTube, not everybody's going to thrive on YouTube. And I'm a creator myself. I create on, not create, that sounds deep. Like I go through a process of creation. But like I do contribute to the amount of content that's on the internet through my podcast. But when it comes to YouTube, I'm more of a consumer. So I feel like I have somewhat of the right to give my opinion on this. And it's not even like, well, I'm about to be very hateful and be like, oh no, YouTube is not for you. Like, that's not even what I'm about to do. So like, I don't even have to have any right to say what I want to say. But is that all I want to say before I get to the episode? I think so. And also, one thing I noticed, yeah, when I was on my break, not even on my break, just when I wasn't recording for like the past 4 months, there are times that I was struggling mentally and I actually listened to a few episodes of mine, and that like helped. So I think I need to give myself a bit more credit when it comes to, you know, how much sense I have, basically. But let us get into the episode. Ever since I was in, I think, year 10, everybody has been starting YouTube channels. Like, from year 10 to now. And let me tell you this. I graduated, I think, 2 years ago. But in my mind, I graduated, like, 8 years ago. I don't know why. So, year 10 to now sounded so far, like, 10 years. But, like, it's been, I don't even know how many years. But, like, it's not even been that long. But everybody has been starting YouTube channels. And I think more recently, my friends have been having their own YouTube channels. And so they always get this fear like, oh, so many people have YouTube. Like, how are they going to thrive? How are they going to do their thing? And I always tell them, many are called, few are chosen. And I think there's space for every single person on YouTube. I'm not a YouTuber myself, but if I were one, it wouldn't bother me that many people had their channels. It never will be something that I'm scared of. I understand the fear, but like, I think there's enough space for everybody to have their thing going, you know? But at the same time, not everybody's going to thrive having a YouTube channel or being on YouTube, you know? You can have the stories, you can have the ideas, you can even have the face. You can even have the money, but you not knowing how to present what you have in a way that's appealing to an audience or even to anybody can make you not thrive on YouTube. So you not thriving on YouTube is not a reflection of how interesting you are or how fun you are or how, I don't know, how fun your life is. That has nothing to do with it. It may in some cases, but that's not what is going to make you thrive on YouTube. And I think people need to remember that before you are a creator on YouTube, you are a consumer. And you have to put yourself in the shoes of the consumer and find a balance between what you want to create and what people want to watch. You can't just be, oh no, I'm just going to do whatever I want because, you know, like, I'm just doing me, like, free life. Like, you have to find a balance. And I think somebody that I'm very, very, very proud of on YouTube is Miss Dems. If you don't know Miss Dems, you need to know Miss Dems. You need to watch Miss Dems. I think Miss Dems is somebody that I just found out about quite recently, not quite recently, but like this year. And she's somebody that is made for YouTube. And I don't think I ever say that about that many people. And also somebody, Frances Theodore, also somebody that I think is made for YouTube. It's so nice to watch them. And talking about Ms. Demsmore, her story times are deliveries on point. Like, you can have the stories, but delivery has to be on point. And I just love watching people like that, honestly. And yeah, some people are just made for YouTube. And I'm very happy to see this kind of people thrive on YouTube. And I think people forget that effortless is not real. Effortless is a look. Effortless is a look that takes effort to perfect. And a problem people make is they want to be effortless, but they forget that effortless is not real. There's effort that goes into looking effortless. And people forget that. People think that they can just wake up one morning, do anyhow, upload effortless, and they would thrive and they would get a million subscribers overnight and everything is going to be fine and amazing and they would make it out of the hood. That's the life that people think is real. But even if people don't see YouTube, people don't see content creation, social media work as a full-on job, even if you don't, there's effort that goes into it. And yes, it looks effortless, but there's effort that goes into it. And this applies to everything in life, even with something as, not simple, but like something else, like workouts. You do it so many times that you're used to it. And it's not like, oh, it's not painful anymore, but you have gotten used to it. So now it looks effortless, but there's effort that goes into it. Even with school, like I force the notion that all I do is cram so that I can appear effortless and it can look like, oh, this bitch is just too brainy that she's just passing anyhow. But like, there's effort that goes into everything. And if you want to be a YouTuber or if you want to create in any aspect or in any way, you have to start right now. And let me tell you, there's going to be an awkward phase and you're going to look back and you're going to cringe and you're going to be like, oh, why did I sound like that? Why did I look like that? Why did I edit like that? But the awkward phase is going to pave the way for who you're going to be in the future. I promise you that. Even with me, I had an awkward phase, obviously. Before I started my podcast, I wasn't those kind of people that I used to talk on my phone or record myself talking. I never really did that. I didn't even really talk about things that I wanted to talk about. So it was very, I talked to myself, yes, but like I never really recorded it. I never really even spoke out loud. It was always in my head. And so trying to bring out the way I talked in my head, the voice I talked to, like every single thing from my head to, you know, out loud was very fucking awkward. Of course it was. Even today, like listening back to old episodes, I'm like, babe, why did you sound like that? Like, why were you trying to be aesthetically pleasing kind of thing? But like, really, I did not know how I was supposed to sound because I had never had a podcast before. And I just tell myself not to go and listen to old episodes so I don't die of cringe. But obviously, I leave those episodes there because it shows growth. How would I know that I have grown if not from listening to those old episodes? But everybody's going to have an awkward phase. Like, go to every YouTuber, every podcast host, every, even celebrities, scroll down and look, they had an awkward phase. Like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are that you're going to escape having an awkward phase. The only way you can escape having an awkward phase is by not doing anything at all. And that's going to cost you more than any awkward phase would ever cost you, for sure. And even with YouTube, I think it's very necessary to talk about YouTube culture or even social media culture in Nigeria. I was talking to one of my friends that is a YouTuber and we were talking about the culture that they have on social media and how it's annoying sometimes. I won't even lie to you. Nigerians are very, very fucking brilliant, very talented, but everybody has this limitation that is placed by an unspoken standard that is set, and you lose yourself abiding to that standard if it's not for you. And this is the reason I stopped going out. Like, truth be told, feeling like you don't have the energy to conform to this standard will just make you not even want to participate in any way. And I just didn't really have the energy to conform anymore. And obviously, as I was getting older, the standards were also growing. You know, like, obviously when I was like 14, 13, like, just put on eyeliner, put on lip gloss, do edges, do braids, come out. But now it's like a whole different thing. And it's not like you have to conform to it, but there's definitely some judgment when you don't conform to it and you just kind of feel out of place. And that's a bias you have to unpack within yourself. Like, there's still judgment from society. So you can't even just be like, oh, be confident in yourself and then you succeed. Like, there's still that judgment that comes from other people around. And that's just why I just stopped going out in general. Like, not going out. Like, I stopped going to motives, to parties. I just stopped doing all of that. But, like, if you were to tell me to come over to your house, in 5 minutes, I'll be there. Like, I'm not on house arrest. I just choose not to participate or, you know, conform to that standard. But I feel like now I don't really care anymore. So, like, I do want to go out and see my friends now. So, like, I'm doing that once shot. But, like, I, you know, just think that a lot of people want to see. I think it's important for me to just say that, like, the standard that's set on social media, the IG body lifestyle, that lifestyle is very nice. It's not necessarily what I want to have, but there are so many aspects of it that I think are just cool and really nice, and I would love to have that too. But it's just not for everybody, you know. Like, some people conform to that lifestyle not because they actually want it, but just because they just think that that's what they're supposed to do. And I see so many people limit themselves because they're like, I don't have this, I don't have that. Just imagine, you know, you're like, oh, let's go out for dinner, and then somebody's like, they don't have wigs, they don't have this dress, they don't have this shoe, they don't have this makeup, or they don't know how to do makeup. And it's just like, I don't know, like, it's just not that deep. And I think that we have so much time to do so many things. You know, I'm currently 18, you know, let's just say I'm not wearing wigs, not doing all of that currently. Let's just say when I get to the age 24, I guess, 25, I start doing all those things. I have from 25 till the day I die to do so many things. And I think that there's no rush. I don't judge anybody that's doing X, Y, and Z. I think that everybody's allowed to do whatever they want. And I think that in some ways I do conform to those standards. Not even like I'm even trying to, but like some things that people wear, I'm just like, oh, I really like this. And I wear it too. Like that Brazil shirt, if I catch it, I'm going to so wear it. Like, even if it's a trend now. But yeah, everybody in some ways will conform to that standard. But I feel like you not even allowing yourself to breathe if you're not conforming to that standard, or not even allowing yourself to even post because you don't feel like you look like an IG baddie, it's only going to limit you if it's something that you want to do. Like, if you don't care about posting and you limit yourself, yeah, who cares? Like, if it's something that you want to do, but you just feel like you don't have what it takes in, you know, Lagos standard. I think it's a very Lagos thing. And even with that Lagos standard, it extends to so many other things, even like fashion, things that you wear. Like, that judgment doesn't exist in other countries. And I think that there's so much judgment from what people wear on social media, how they post, what they post. And I feel like people need to remember that your Instagram is for you. And if you want to just post random selfies every day on your Instagram, that's your thing and you should do it. But don't allow yourself to be limited by a standard that's set on social media. And it's very unspoken. Nobody's going to tell you, oh, you need to have this wig, this HD frontal, for you to live in Lagos and go out in Lagos. But it's very unspoken, very, very unspoken. But I think people should do them. Like, don't think, oh, like, I'm my life isn't interesting, like, I didn't go to all the like high class restaurants, so like I can't do a vlog. Like, no, You're going to grow. Like, you're going to... Some people don't even work. That's even what I'm even talking about. Like, you want to buy HD frontal, but you don't have a source of income. So obviously, when you get older, you're going to work, and then you can buy all the things that you want. If you decide that you want to spend your how many months' salary on HD frontal, feel free. But then a time will come when you can afford those things, and you can do whatever you want. But for now, just make the most of what you have. And then when you get older, you see the growth. You'll be like, oh, remember when I didn't have HD frontal? Now I have 10 HD frontals. Is HD frontal even a thing? Please let me check before I'm saying the HD frontal. Sorry. HD frontal is a thing. It's a thing. But I think that's that for YouTube culture in Nigeria. And I also think that this is also another culture in Lagos. People don't know the difference between being a fan and appreciating somebody's work. I think in Lagos, people can admire you, they can watch your YouTube channel, and they would see you in person and not say a word. And that's what they want to do, and that's fine. But it's not because they just don't want to disturb you, it's because they don't want to look like fans. I've had many people tell me, oh, I really love your podcast, oh this, oh that. Not once in my head have I ever thought, oh, I have fans, celeb. Like, I've never thought that. And I just think that in Lagos, people don't want to appreciate your work because they don't want the possibility of you being like, oh, that person's a fan of me. Like, if I watch somebody and I appreciate them, I would let them know, oh, I really like your videos. Like, I really like what you do. And I never even think, oh, I'm being too obsessive or I'm being a fan. Like, who gives a fuck? And I think that's why in Lagos, like, when they have concerts, there's no banner that people will be like, oh, I really like your music. Dream. In Lagos, you came for somebody's concert, you came to listen to this person, and you're even forming big when the person is coming. You don't even want to move your body. All you want to do is record and be like, oh yeah, I was here. And that's like, that's what they want to do. That's cool. But like, fan love is not bad, but like, it's something that I don't really care to do just because everybody is the same. But I think people try to discredit other people's hard work just so that they don't seem like they're fans. Like, somebody can be like, oh wow, I love the movie you're in, and then some people are like, relax, like, it's just a movie. And they just discredit what people have built and what people have accomplished just because they don't want to seem like they are obsessive or they are less than somebody. And that's just a very bad culture that they have, or we have. And you just have to know that even if people don't tell you, oh, you're doing well, you're doing well. And that's just what you have to know. And like, even with my podcast, like, I've never gotten hate on my podcast, but I've gotten side eyes, like, because my podcast isn't a typical gist podcast, like 10 steps to be a baddie podcast. And that's fine, honestly. And I don't criticize the gist podcast. I can listen to them if I want to. It's fun, it's nice. But I just talk about what I can mentally talk about. Like, really, what I have the strength to talk about and what I enjoy talking about and things that are happening in my life. And I just think that this is the most time that we have to develop ourselves. Like, I remember I was doing my skincare, and my aunties were like, when I get older, I wouldn't really have time to do skincare. And they weren't even saying it in like a very bad way, because they are pretty young, but they were just like, oh, like, they used to do skincare too when they were younger, but like, obviously they got older, they were working so many jobs, and they don't even live in Nigeria, so like, the fact that they're working so many jobs elsewhere is even crazy, talk less of Nigeria. And they were just like, oh, when I get older, they don't think I would even have time to do skincare. I still believe I'm different, and I will still have time to do skincare. But like, what I'm trying to say is that, like, this is truly our time. Like, this is our time to really heal, really take time to do so many things. And you can still be a baddie now, but don't get me wrong, you can still be a baddie. But when you're like 25 plus, you have God knows how many years to be a full-on baddie. Not just baddie that is have broke out body, like full on body, funding her lifestyle type of thing. And you know, I've gotten many partial judgments from people because I don't really like false lashes. And it's not even because there's anything wrong with it. I think it's just because I'm scared that, like, when I take it off, I'm just going to feel like I'm so fucking ugly. And I'm trying to really avoid anything that would, like, affect my self-image, because this is, like, the finest I would be. No, I don't think so. But, like, this is the freshest I would look, I guess. No, I don't think so. But, like, this is the youngest I would be, basically. And I'm just trying to appreciate my young beauty before I start the whole lashes thing. Because I do like lashes, but I just don't like to fix them currently. And that's fine. That's, like, fine. Even nails. But, like, it's a very different reason. Like, I really don't like nails. They look amazing, but the pain is unbearable for me. You don't even understand. But yeah, I've gotten many, like, partial judgments, many side eyes. Like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I'm not judging anybody that's doing it, but, like, they just want to be on my fucking dick. I'm 18 now, so I can say dick. Dick. Spotify is going to send me an email very soon. We noticed that you had something in your episode that... But yeah. Next thing I want to talk about, also relating to YouTube, because that's a topic, is you have to be very smart to thrive on any form of content creation on the internet. You have to be very smart. You have to be very calculative with how much you share about yourself. And that is where people fail, because they can't make the little they share look much. So they look kind of like disconnected from their audience, or they overshare to their own detriment. I think it's a skill that you have to learn. Not being secretive, but knowing that some things are just nobody's business, period. And you have to learn to be very calculative with how much you share, and know that this is going on the internet. Anybody could watch it. Any and everybody could watch it. And just be smart. You have to learn that it's not going to just come naturally. You have to really be smart and know how to give off information, know how to tell stories without giving off too much information, especially information that's not about you. Like, okay, I can overshare about myself, but you can't hear me oversharing about somebody else, because that just does not make sense, because they did not come and do YouTube. It was me that decided to do the YouTube, you get. And I also think that people chase individuality so much that it makes them less individual, because you are individual by just being you. And yes, you have to be creative, but creativity is what you're supposed to chase, not individuality. And YouTube is a lot of work. Anything that's creative is a lot of work. The fact that you're going to have to upload every now and then, not just once and forget about it, like every single week or 2 weeks, however you decide to upload. But it's not for lazy people. And a lot of people have what it takes, but laziness and comfort doing the bare minimum just disqualifies them from having a successful YouTube channel or doing anything that will be successful. And time management is very important. Planning is fucking huge. Consistency and dedication is also very huge. Like, you can have the best channel and post once a month and you'd never do well, except you're like a celebrity elsewhere. But like, just a normal human being like you and I, posting once a month is not getting you anywhere, I promise you. But I think that's all that I want to say. I think that even if you don't want to take YouTube as a job or anything, just know that it can teach you so much about life, teach you so much about planning, teach you so much about creativity, teach you so much about like having a deadline and having to conform to that deadline, and knowing that you have something that you have to do every single week is helpful in so many ways. And I think that you can also develop this mindset with so many other things, like school, for example. I'm studying economics, and I've never in my life visioned myself being an economist, ever. And I still don't. So being in school, I just see it as a way for me to learn so much that has nothing to do with school. I'm talking about time management, learning what worked for me, how I work under pressure, what worked for me in the sense of when I should start studying, when I should do my homework, what time of the day is best for me to work at fullest capacity. And people need to know that not every situation has to be miserable. Not everything that you don't want to do has to be miserable. I don't want to be in school. That's a hill that I would die on. Like, I know people are like, oh, well, you don't want to be in school, but then you go to school for like 2 years and then you're like, oh, I changed my mind. Nope, I haven't changed my mind. But then I don't have to be miserable in every situation. I can always take a good thing out of every situation. And before you know it, I'm going to be done. I'm already in my third year. One more. Actually, I'm going into my third year, so two more. But like, I like to tell myself that it's just one more. And then I'm done. And I'm going to be like 20, by the grace of God, when I'm done. And I have time to do everything I want to do. I think that the reason I was so against going to school, for different reasons that I'll get into in another episode, but like also because I just felt like I was just wasting my time doing things that I don't want to do, but I didn't really waste my time because now I have a backup degree and I can chase and do things that I actually really want to do with myself. And I have all the time ahead of me. I think it was just kind of fear that I'm getting old. 20 is an old age in my mind. But I have so much time to do what I want to do. And everybody's going to be fine. Like, we're all going to be fine. And if you want to do YouTube, I support. And if you do it and it doesn't work for you, that's absolutely fine. But you're never going to have that what if in the future. Because if you did it and you failed, that's better than you not even doing it. And then in your mind, you're like, oh, what if I did it? If you want to do it, have fun, feel free. If you don't even want to do it as a job, think about the fact that you have memories for yourself. For if you decide to have kids, for your kids. And that's fun. That's so nice to have. And yeah, that's all I want to say, honestly. I'm hungry. It's currently 12:48 a.m. and I've eaten like 1,000,001 times today. But I don't really care. I'm hungry and I'm going to go eat spaghetti. But yeah, that's all I want to say. Make sure you guys subscribe to my podcast. Rate my podcast. Review my podcast. Tell me what you think. If you have a YouTube channel and you also have this fear that, oh, like everybody's starting a YouTube channel, tell me what you think about the episode. I don't know why I'm talking in gibberish. I think I need to slow down. But that's pretty much all I want to say. And I'll talk to you guys soon in my next episode. This is season 2. And I hope you guys have fun. This season is going to be so nice because most of the topic ideas are questions. Like, is YouTube for everyone? Many more that I can't say now. You're going to see in the episode. But that's all I want to say. And I will talk to you guys soon. Hope you have a lovely day. Hope you have a lovely week. Yeah, that's all I want to say.